Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Nancy Lockington as my special expert guest. Nancy Lockington is a dedicated health and fitness professional with a strong competitive athletic background. She is a former Canadian national gymnast with 32 years as a level 2 NCCP gymnastics instructor. Nancy's experience as a national fitness competitor, a competitive fitness consultant, and a BCRPA personal trainer led to the creation of Purely Natural Fitness and FemSport Athletics, a fast-growing, all-female, physically challenging competition. FemSport was founded in September 2000 and is focused on providing a very unique annual event which challenges female athletes and non-athletes to test their strength, agility, power, endurance, and speed. Good morning, Nancy. Welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Good morning, Corey, and thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's our pleasure to have you on the show, and I do want everyone to get to know you a little bit more on a personal level. So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you got involved in the field of athletics, going way back to maybe when you were just a youngster.
I was just a youngster, Corey. That was quite a few years ago. I guess it all started when I was really young, and I had a passion to try out gymnastics. I think I was about 7 years old, and from there it just escalated and kept going. I became a competitive gymnast in both regional and Canadian national events. Of course, I always had the dream to go to the Olympics, like every little gymnast does, or somebody involved in some sport. But that didn't happen, and around about age 14 or 15, I had some problems with my knees and decided that I wanted to stay involved in gymnastics and started coaching. And at the age of 16, I became certified as the NCCP Level 1 gymnastics coach and then just carried on from there.
Well, what do you think about the sports of gymnastics compared to others that maybe you've seen on TV or tried? How does it compare in terms of difficulty or intensity?
Well, I didn't get a chance to try a lot of sports myself when I was younger. I was so dedicated to gymnastics. I mean, I was very active in the phys ed and everything, but as a passionate gymnastics instructor and competitor, I think gymnastics is a great way to at least introduce a really good body awareness type of exercise to a lot of children that are younger these days and just become a little bit more active and use those abilities to kind of push them through to decide what other types of sports they might be good at.
There seems to be a natural easing in into the sport of weight training. The two seem to go hand in hand. A lot of gymnasts look like they're weightlifters, or they lift, I guess, their body weight with the bar and the parallel bars and the rings, etc. But how was your transition from that to weight training?
Actually, that's a really good point, because a lot of people do think that gymnasts do a lot of weight training, and they don't. And you're right, it is a lot of body, upper body, just full body work. Not a lot of lower body. I mean, there's a lot of plyometrics in the lower body, but the upper body strength is phenomenal, and that's just strictly from doing gymnastics without any weight. And I think that's where I got really interested in a lot of the FemSport work, because FemSport was a functional training, full body work as well. And that's where the comparison comes to a gymnastics and FemSport. When I started weight training to become a fitness competitor, I didn't like it as much as the functional training, but I did find it very interesting and very productive.
Well, the gymnastics background has got to provide some advantage, because when I watch the fitness competitors on stage, the women that seem to do the most often have a background in gymnastics because they're flipping around and they're more flexible. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. I think in the fitness industry, the routine part is definitely something that a lot of the ladies feel they have to have gymnastics or maybe even a dance background. However, having said that, I do know a lot of fitness competitors that don't have a gymnastics background. For example, one of our Vancouver icons here is Ocean Bloom, who I worked with for a while to help train her for her fitness routine in gymnastics. And she didn't put a lot of gymnastics in her routine, but yet she is a pro competitor. And then when I was competing as a fitness competitor, I didn't put a lot of gymnastics in my routine either, mainly because I couldn't, because I was a lot older. But there is definitely a bonus to having some gymnastics background. Whether you use it or not, it still gives you the opportunity to put a routine together and be very fluent and show a lot of strengths other than just gymnastics routine, to gymnastic skills.
Well, there's a lot of options now. Like at these competitions, there's, I think, figure and bikini or fitness. And so when a woman is looking at the different categories and she's thinking about maybe going into fitness, what would you say to her? Would you warn her or give her advice about what's required to compete at that particular sport?
I think that if they are going to go into a fitness competition, just go in being knowing what you're getting into. I think it's a great way to kind of explore something different other than figure or a bikini model, which is becoming really popular too, which is strictly on, I would say, their looks or their physique as opposed to their strengths. And if you have some strengths that you want to show off, go for it. Give a fitness competition a try. It is a lot of hard work, but it's very rewarding. It's very rewarding.
Are there a lot of diet problems with gymnastic females, like the young girls? Is anorexia quite common? Is this a problem? Is weight a big issue within the gymnastics circle of activity?
When I was competing, it wasn't. I was actually, and my co-gymnasts as well, weren't really drilled about our nutrition or our weight. We were drilled about making sure we could do something. We didn't have, that I recall, a lot of health weight problems during my gymnastics club. Now, that may be just in my gymnastics club, but I did notice in the industry that there were a lot of concerns in some gymnasts. And I think that you're going to find that in quite a few similar sports, such as dance, like ballet or even some ballroom dancing, something like that. I think with every good gym club, there is a nutritionist on hand to speak to the kids, and that's just what we are when we're gymnasts. We're kids. It's a very young-oriented sport, and by the time you're about 14, 15, 16, you're basically not in your prime anymore, and you don't carry on in your gymnastics career. So that's where I think a lot of the nutrition problem comes, because you are dealing with children. And that's something that I was very aware of as a gymnastics coach. And I started working more with younger children in the pre-competitive and recreational area to teach that gymnastics is a fun sport. And it's not about what we look like. It's about having fun and becoming aware of your body movements and hop, skipping and jumping and flip-flopping and flying. That's what it was about.
Yeah, no doubt. I did take some gymnastics in high school, and we used to go to the recreation facility that was offered in my community on the weekends and play around on trampolines and springboards and things. And it was a lot of fun. It was really about having a lot of fun.
I think when we get up into the more competitive aspects of gymnastics, I don't think we find it as much as we used to in years past. But I do feel that it's becoming a lot more doable for these young gymnasts. They are understanding that the nutrition is an important part, and it's not made to be more about losing the weight. I think we have a lot healthier gymnasts now than we did in the past.
Oh, that's good to hear. Okay, Nancy, so now let's talk about fem sport. Tell us what fem sport is.
Good question, Corey. I get that question quite a lot. I think it's because it's a unique event that nobody's really become quite aware of yet. It's like a cross between a strongman competition and sports day at school. And I know that sounds like a kind of an odd combination, but if you think about it, it actually is just about a fun day. We have things such as a tire drag and box jumps, inverted rows, the kettlebell lift, which is our version of the Atlas stones that you see on the strongman competition, if you're aware of that. And then we have an obstacle course where they carry water jugs, they go across a beam, the agility ladder, they push a car, lots of fun stuff like that. And they do that for a full day, and yeah, it attracts quite a few people.
So how did you come up with the idea for Fem Sport?
Actually, I didn't really come up with it. I improved it, I guess you could say. Back in 2000, there was two gentlemen by the name of Trey Scott and J.P. Erickson, and they had an online fitness magazine. And both of these gentlemen were photographers, and they needed some content for their website. so they decided, instead of them going to a bunch of people to take pictures, a bunch of the ladies, they would get the ladies to come to them. So they had a little competition here in Vancouver where the girls would be getting their pictures taken while they were competing. And they started off with a physique round as well, carrying water jugs, doing some push-ups, and I think some dips or something like that in an apparatus. And after a couple of years, they got the content that they needed. And one year that I was helping them out with the show, because I had competed in it the year before, I helped out with the show, and they said, well, Nancy, do you want it? We've got the content we need, and we don't feel like carrying it on anymore. You have a passion for this sort of thing, and we'd like to pass the show over to you to carry on with it whichever way you like. And then it's developed from there over the years.
Oh, that's wonderful, and you're doing a great job. You know, we're seeing the concept grow, and I think that the number of competitors that you draw each year is increasing. Now, regarding the training, you know, like if you're a track and field athlete or a hockey player, there's a certain kind of training that's required to prepare for the sport. What do you encourage your girls to do in terms of preparing for this event and this day of competition?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you're training for, if you want to participate in a sport, you train for that particular sport. And I'm finding that a lot of the ladies are actually starting to do that now, which in the past, like 3-4 years ago, that wasn't happening. Now people are becoming a lot more aware of FemSport and training specifically for each of those events. So they're learning how to flip tires. They're learning how to do a proper box jump and executing that box jump, breaking it down and everything down into small increments so that they can do a full box jump properly and quickly as well. And that's something that we take back into our my gymnastics training as a coach. If you want to do a round off double twisting back summy, you can't do that right off the hop. You have to train for it, you have to break it down, and you have to teach the body to actually do those sort of things safely and efficiently and very well. So that's kind of the same thing that we're doing with our athletics. And I'm finding a lot of trainers, there's some great trainers here in Vancouver that have grabbed onto this concept and are teaching their clients and competitors to do the same. So it's really nice to see.
So are there any like specific categories like that are age or weight or height related?
No, there's not. We've had a few questions about doing that. We're just actually just throwing a bunch of women together and they join into a team of three, or as an individual athlete. And we have the oldest athlete that we have ever had compete with us is 62, and she actually beat one of her teammates who was younger than her. So she actually stood out more at the competition than the person that won the competition. Our youngest has been 19, and they go into teams. Our 62-year-old was in a team with a couple of people obviously a lot younger than her, and she's competing again this year. She'll be 65, so we're really looking forward to seeing her return. We haven't had any age or weight categories. We have in the past done bicep curls as one of our events, but we've taken that out because it's more of an isolated exercise instead of a full body exercise. And the girls were actually lifting a percentage of their body weight. So that's how we try to make it a little bit fair. We try to find something that's a little bit more average so that they can become good at using their body weight in perspective to the weight that they're going to be competing with.
So how does it work? Is it kind of like the strongman where everybody participates in a single event and then you get your best time and then they move on to the next category or the event? Is that how it works?
That's right. It's pretty simple. Yeah, they all do the same thing and then we give them a score and they get so many points from that score, and at the end of the day they find out how they did individually and how their team did as well.
And then the woman with the most points is declared the winner?
Yes, and we have two categories. We've split it into a novice and open category. Those are the only two differences, not weight or height, but we have our novice competitors, and then we have our open competitors, which means anybody that has competed in the past, so that way it gives a little bit more of a common ground for the girls to compete in.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, on your website, there's something there about a documentary that was produced called Vanity Insanity. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, that was a lot of fun. That was great. Yeah, Vanity Insanity, they were looking for something different and interesting and decided that they were going to follow one of our competitors during her training program right up until the competition. So we had some auditions, and they chose one of our competitors, Carol Patterson, And she was our first-time competitor, and she was followed around by Vanity Insanity, and they did a little documentary on how she trained and how she ate and what her lifestyle was to compete at FemSport. And it was quite fun. They did a really good job. I was quite pleased with that.
Do some of the women that do well in this event go on to other similar events, or do they come back the next year and defend their title, for example?
Well, most of them come back and defend their title. We have our champion right now, and we call her the Machine. Her name is Maria Maywood. She's absolutely fabulous. She is our five-time champion in a row. She is great. She is great at what she does. Maria Maywood, she keeps coming back, and every time she competes, she wins. So everybody's gunning for her this year. It will be wonderful. There's nothing past FemSport that they can move on to. There's really nothing like it. The only thing that they could probably move into would be an actual strongman competition where they're now opening up women's categories. And some women, including Maria Maywood, our FemSport champion, has actually attempted some of that and done very well.
So do you provide prizes or awards, things like that, for the champions?
We do. Lots of prizes, lots of awards. We have trophies. One of our main prizes that we give to our competitors here in Vancouver, and just started recently in Kamloops as well, and you are aware of this, Corey, is our CHI bursary program. And some of the competitors want to win just so that they can get into that bursary program.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is exciting. You're very well known, Corey.
Oh, that's nice.
In the sport industry.
Well, thank you. And we like to support you. We've been watching you, and we know that you've got the integrity that the sport needs. It's the people that make these things happen, on the pushing and the prodding and the supporting and all the behind-scenes stuff that makes it last, you know?
Thank you.
So it's
thank
really good to
much.
See the sport moving and to see you being in charge and promoting. And now, are you looking for ways to expand the sport? And how, if that happened, how would that happen? Would it go national? Do you need more financial support? What is it that you need to make this sport grow?
Well, we've grown out quite a bit in just in the last year. Our average competitors in Vancouver would have been about 30, maybe 40 competitors. And since we went to Kamloops, which we never even expected, our athlete numbers grew into 92. So now we have to cap our events because we may be here for 2 days if we get too many competitors. We have had a huge following coming from Calgary. So that may be our next step. Actually, I shouldn't say may. It is our next step in 2012 to have a show in Calgary, and Toronto is also one of our next steps. In order to do that, it takes on a lot. There's not a lot of staff in FemSport. It's mostly me and Carl Sutherland. And so we need to put together some staffing and do some promotions. And our events run strictly on sponsorship because we like to get the community involved. We don't charge fees for people to come and watch the show, so it's open to all spectators. But we do look for community support, and we do get quite a bit of that. So we work with that. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, and do you offer any training camps in advance of the competition?
Yes, we have quite a few training camps that are now have already gone all the way to Calgary, and we even have one coming up in Toronto. We have some official camps that a lot of trainers are grabbing hold of, and a lot of these training camps don't even have competitors, half just like to just do the training camp to get fit. So it's nice to see that FemSport's veering out, not just in the competition area. The training is actually becoming very popular too.
So what are the steps that a woman has to take to get involved with you? If she's listening right now and she wants more information, what's your advice?
I think the best thing to do is just go to our website. I mean, we've got lots of information there. Our website is www.femsport.tv, as in television. Hopefully we'll be on TV someday. Or they can go to our Facebook page, too, which is one of the newest ways to connect with people. And there's training camps and information all on our website.
Have you got any YouTubes, any videos of the girls in competition?
Gosh, yeah. If you just type in FemSport on the Google page or in YouTube, and you're going to find a lot of people competing and doing their training camps as well. There's quite a few videos on there. That's a good point. Thank you, Corey.
Yeah, that's good. So what is it about this activity that would appeal to a woman? Let's say, for example, that she's working out and she's not really, you know, engaged in a sport. Why would she even consider competing and taking in your camps? What is it that she's going to get out of this event?
I think the number one thing that these ladies have told me that they've got out of the event is that feeling of empowerment. They've taken it upon themselves, no matter what shape, size, age, they've taken it upon themselves to set themselves a goal, and they've accomplished it. It's not about winning at FemSport. These ladies come in and do it because they can say, I did it. And it's a very empowering feeling for them. We've had, like I told you, the lady that was 62 years old, we had another lady come up from the States who was weighed about 210 pounds, but she had already lost about 100 pounds. And she needed a goal to come and say, look, I can do this now. I'm getting fit. I can show you. And she just wanted to complete every event. She didn't care whether she placed. She completed every event, and she was just on cloud nine. So to see that as a spectator, as a trainer, and as another competitor, it's very empowering.
And I would assume there's a lot of camaraderie, there's a lot of good times, a lot of fun, a lot of cheering, a lot of crying, all that kind of stuff. So it's just good for everyone to get together and share the experience, I would imagine.
Absolutely, absolutely. You get one team who hasn't finished their event yet, and the other team will come along and cheer them on and motivate them to finish.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And what about yourself personally, Nancy? What does fitness and health and vitamins and whole food mean to you? What's the point? Why do you do it yourself?
People have asked me that before, Corey, and it's an interesting question. I think it's just been my lifestyle. It's been embedded into my lifestyle at a young age. So for me to think otherwise, yeah, I don't know if I could. it just means, to me, it just means health and vitality, and it's so hard to explain when it becomes your lifestyle and always has been. Yeah, sure, I'll go out and have a party every once in a while, but I still come home and drink my water and take my vitamins the next day. And I'm sure you do, too.
Absolutely. And when you work with women and men, I guess, as a trainer, one-on-one, what are some of the most important messages that you try and get across? You know that people are struggling with compliance. You know, we tell everybody you've got to be consistent, you've got to get to the gym, you've got to make it a priority if you want the value. So this struggle that's going on, like with women and eating disorders or depression and not having goals, what do you encourage people to think about? Or do you encourage them to study, to take up education, to hang out with different people? What are some of your important messages?
One of the things that I do with a lot of my clients is I find out what their strengths and weaknesses are, and I really try to increase those strengths, because if they're already weak in one area, such as nutrition, then we have to find something that's going to be strong in that nutrition area that we can work with. Their weaknesses probably aren't going to get as much stronger. So usually I try to motivate their thoughts and what they want. Their lifestyle is different than mine. Their lifestyle is different than my next client's. So I like to work with their lifestyle to help improve it. And it's a really fine line, because you don't want to encourage bad habits, but you also need to try to make sure that you coach those good habits and give them some credit where credit's due.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Nancy, our time is gone. Thanks so much for participating as my special expert guest. You've been on my list, and I'm glad that we've shared this time and that more people out there listening online and to SNU are going to become aware of FemSport. So get to FemSport.tv, that's FemSport.tv, and look at when these competitions are coming and contact Nancy by email online, and I'm sure that she can help you out with any questions you might have.
That's great. Thank you so much, Corey, and say hello to everybody there for me.
I will. Nancy Lockington has been our special guest. She's a dedicated health and fitness professional and really doing a lot of work in this important area, creating FemSport and attracting people from all over to engage in an activity that is fun and challenging and athletic. And so, Nancy, we thank you very much for the work that you're doing.
Thank you very much, Corey. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Holly Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHolly.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with sports nutrition update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.